Thank you. Our first public hearing is a conditional use, number 2183, Brent and Lisa Hershey.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage facility with outdoor storage to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 9.167 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Broadkill Road, Route 16, approximately 0.33 mile west of Reynolds Road. The 911 address is 14374 Clyde Drive, Milton. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 15, Parcel 26.07. Staff would submit for the record a site plan, a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation that did not require a TIS. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, if you come to the podium, give us your name, you may have the floor.
Hello, I'm Brent Hershey. I'm the owner of the property. And do I need to be sworn in?
No, we don't swear here. Well, we don't swear, so you can tell as many lies as you want.
So,
no, we can't. Actually, not really.
A little.
Just that if we catch you, we can't put you in jail.
So. It's legislative, not okay. Judicial, like the Board okay. of Adjustments.
Yeah, so we do in Pennsylvania.
I've gotten our lawyer upset already.
So my residence is in. I live in Pennsylvania, but this property is a pig production farm on Route 17. We purchased it 3 years ago. It's an operating pig production farm at this time. There are two buildings on the property that are in disrepair, and we are considering repairing them. The one building is to the right there under the cursor. That's not in use right now, but it's an old pig barn that is there currently. And then to the front of there, there is a spot where an old collapsed dairy barn is sitting there that is in need of repair. So we are considering putting them back to original state, not improving the footprint, but and then adding some overhead doors to them. And our application is specifically to allow passive storage in those barns. We are, just to clarify, there's an error in the advertisement. We are not asking for any outdoor storage. This is only for indoor storage.
Okay. Now, with that being said, does that rise to the level of having to be re-advertised?
No, because it's less than what was advertised. Okay. You know, number five.
We just want to put that on the record.
And we can just put a condition in there that says there's okay. not. Yeah, that's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
So I think plans have been submitted. I'm not sure if you have all of them in front of you, but we would take the footprint of the building would not change at all. I did have a discussion. The farm is a preserved property, and I did have a discussion and explained in detail to Bill Dennison what we are interested in doing. He responded to me, and I believe I gave you a copy of that email, that he thinks that he wouldn't have a problem with it, but he would want to see our building permit application when we would apply for that. And we are not applying for a building permit application right now. We're asking for the conditional use of, so really, we in Pennsylvania, we call it an adaptive reuse of a farm building. And so, any questions?
Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Before we do that, have you had a chance to look into this issue of ag preservation? Can we in fact do a conditional use over an ag preservation district? Or,
well, you know, on the face of it, I have concerns about it because ag preservation doesn't typically allow storage for, you know, third parties, you know, for business or commercial use. You can just store all the farm equipment you want, you know, associated with the farm. The second issue is, if, you know, I understand what the foundation's saying about the building permit, but the cow's out of the barn, if that's probably a bad whatever saying in this case, since we're talking about barns. But if the conditional use is granted, you know, that's the trigger point for whether or not it can be used for something that may be in violation of ag preservation. I think what the commission ought to consider doing is, on this one, hold the record open and get something to confirm that from the Delaware Ag Preservation Foundation, just so we all know one way or the other.
Right, but we're certainly going to go ahead and have our full hearing, and then we'll deal with that issue when we're able to, and we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
Okay, I just want to clarify, so you only want to use those two buildings you just pointed out for storage?
Correct.
And the rest of the buildings would remain an active hog farm?
They are inactive swine production. We extensively remodeled them two years ago.
My stepson lives right over there. Okay. I've been by there. Would somebody be living on site to?
Yes, we have some. We have a. There's a trailer there, and we currently are in the process of building a two-bedroom, two-car garage house behind the trailer, and then the trailer will go away. So there's usage for one. Actually, the trailer needs to leave as part of the farm preservation rule. So.
Okay.
And then, how would this system work?
There would be three units in the building on the right, and then there would be three or four doors in the barn. And so we would possibly have an indoor storage for an RV or a boat or something like that. And then there would be no allowance for a customer or an office or anything like that. There's a passive storage. They could come and get their vehicle and take it out and put it back. As I said in my application, and maybe I should, let me just pull that up. As an example, it's passive, it is what we would label as passive business storage. It could be a business, a builder or a landscaping service or someone like that could have some equipment stored in one of those units. It could be an agricultural service. It could be a seed corn dealer or someone like that. It could be a farmer that puts some equipment in there. I need one of the areas for myself, and it could be a place to store boats or RVs.
Right, and so then it would just be 24 hours. There's no set hours for this.
We would post hours that would be during the day. There would not be allowed to be anything outside. There might be a vehicle parked there if they were at the storage and leave. But we're open to all that, you know, putting hours on it. There'd be no bathrooms. We would have a porta potty service there at the site that would just be available, but then would be the thinking. And there would be a dumpster provided for anything that would need to go into a dumpster.
And then what, because just somebody's going to ask, what hours are you thinking would be reasonable hours?
7 in the morning till 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, something like that.
The reason you're being asked for the specificity of the question is that the way this process works is with a conditional use, the commission has the ability to place specific stipulations on it, and that often is one of them. We will say hours can only be. I'm sure that somebody's going to ask you if you want to sign before we're done. And so on, and so if you're wondering why we want to know those things, that's it.
I understand. I understand that. I actually sit on a hearing board in our township, and we do this.
God bless you, man.
I understand. the pay is just amazing, but nonetheless. To clarify that, I think I should say 6 in the morning.
Okay.
And I should say a cutoff at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And then that would be the cutoff. And there could be no habitation or anything in any of these storage units. There couldn't be an office. There couldn't be any customers come there. That needs to be in the record. There cannot be any outside storage. We would be fine to limit no more than two people or three people could be at a unit at one time. You know, it's even limited that it's not a place of a congregation or any type of group thing. There would be no fuel allowed to be stored there, no fuel in the units and no fuel outside of the units. We don't want any of that.
So the conditional use though is really just for those two areas, like you, right. That would, we wouldn't be, we could just limit it to those
correct.
Two. So if you decided that we really would like to, if we, oh, I got those two, let's do the other three buildings, mm-hmm. then you'd have to come in for another conditional use.
I understand.
Okay.
Yep. That's, I understand. We're really debating whether we're going to fix those buildings up or not, so it's really,
great.
We don't have a need for them at this time with the site. What we have done is working fine, and just FYI, in case you're interested, it's a 1500 South farm, and it's a birthing farm, so we breed and birth piglets there. And every 2 weeks, about 1,400 little piglets leave there and go up to Pennsylvania, and we grow them out in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing there.
Okay.
Neat. Those are all the questions that I had. Now, I guess I'll ask the sign question. Do you want to sign if you do this?
No, we do not want to sign.
Okay.
No.
There you go.
Great. Mr.
Hopkins. Well, you must be legit because you call it Lancaster, not Lancaster, and I appreciate that. No questions.
I don't have any questions.
Any questions, sir?
Okay.
Don't worry, thanks.
It's going well.
Would the hours be Monday, Sunday through Saturday, all 7 days?
I think we'd have to have, you know, somebody come and get their RV out on Sunday or something, or sure. a boat, or yeah. So we'd have to have 7 days, I think. We would ask for 7 days.
Okay. How many total units? What's the total? Because I read the information you provided, I just couldn't figure the math out.
There would be three units in the building under there,
okay.
on that building. And then there would be, and the other one is really going to be one unit with doors.
Okay.
There would be four doors.
Okay.
This is the plan.
Okay.
But they're just kind of straight in.
Yeah, days. Okay. Thanks, that's all I had, Mr. Whelan.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir. We'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2183, Brent and Lisa Hershey? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2183? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.